AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel says its ground forces are battling Hamas fighters deep inside Gaza City, signaling a major new stage in the month-old conflict. The AP's Joe Fetterman.
It is expected in the coming weeks to focus its efforts on attacking what it says is Hamas positions, Hamas infrastructure in Gaza City, above Gaza City, and also below in a system of tunnels.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will take control of Gaza's security for an indefinite period once Hamas is defeated. Hamas is denying Israeli forces are making any significant military gains. In Washington, Lisa Dwyer reports Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is blasting House Republicans' proposal to fund aid to Israel with cuts to the IRS.
Playing politics with IRS funding is unacceptable. Cutting it would be damaging.
The House passed an aid bill last week that would cut $14 billion from the nation's tax collector. House Republicans say the IRS cuts would save taxpayer money. Yellen countered that argument.
Thanks to strengthened enforcement, the IRS collected $160 million in just a few months from millionaires who had not paid their outstanding debt.
The bill is unlikely to be approved by the Democratic-controlled Senate, and President Joe Biden has said he would veto the bill if it reaches his desk. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Some election developments. Democrat Gabe Ammo has won Rhode Island's first congressional district, becoming the state's first black candidate elected to Congress. And Democrat Sherelle Parker has been elected as Philadelphia's 100th mayor. She'll be the first woman to hold the office. In Mississippi, a judge ordered polls in the state's largest county to remain open an extra hour after several polling places ran out of ballots. Mississippians are choosing between Republican incumbent Tate Reeves and Democrat Brandon Presley for governor. This is AP News. A dense mix of smoke and fog reminiscent of last month's superfog has led to a deadly crash that shut down I-10 in the New Orleans area today. Ed Donahue has more.
Colin Arnold is Homeland Security Director in New Orleans.
You need to slow down. We're seeing that obviously speed is a factor in these as well. And people come up on this very quickly. And, it's just really unfortunate circumstances and challenging.
Christopher Bannon is at the National Weather Service in New Orleans.
Fog that's really dropped visibility down has improved. That said, we are anticipating that to occur again tonight and probably tomorrow night.
In video from drivers, cars next to them disappear in the thick smoke. Sarah Trimble says she couldn't see the taillights of the truck in front of her as she crossed railroad tracks on her way to work. The Weather Service issued a dense smoke advisory. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.